294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all...
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. It's the defense's turn the day after impeachment managers wrapped up their presentation in former President Trump's second impeachment trial. It featured never-before-shown video of supporters rioting in the Capitol.
The president told them to be there, and so they actually believed they would face no punishment.
Colorado Democrat Diane DeGette says weeks of calls to stop the steal and fight like hell by Trump sent a clear message. California Democrat Ted Lieu says the president showed no remorse.
He does not say the one sentence that would stop future political violence.
Halpern. And the Biden administration announced plans for tens of thousands of asylum seekers waiting in Mexico to be released in the U.S. while cases proceed. America's listening to Fox News.
Holiday from Hallmark. They totally made up Valentine's. Lingerie, chocolate heart. Spending all my cash on my wine.
Mistake. Our TV link appears to have been fried by a lightning strike yesterday, so we're off to a great start. Then Tom Jones, our beloved chief engineer, said there may be some buttons on the board that aren't punched down.
No.
And then I didn't know what the song of the day was that I sent to.
It's been a morning. Well, I'm driving because Greg, when I walked in, he's like, I was trying to figure out if you took today off, and I forgot. I said, no, there's a detour on 31 coming in southbound, and so I had to take Hunter Loop Road and then go all over to the, you know, Western Boulevard and South Boulevard, get on 65, and then hit the interchange. And I'm like, just shoot me.
There's all kinds of bad vibes this morning, but there's a good vibe right in front of me
I'm telling you.
Look at that.
Sandwich looks delicious.
Does that look good? It didn't get on TV.
So if you want to see it, you got to go to Greg's Facebook page and take a look at it.
Right.
It is.
It's a beautiful sandwich.
It's a work of art. That's what it is.
Thank you. I'm very proud of that one. All right. With the weather and the fog. And, oh, by the way, did you like the way I posted your video today?
Yeah. I love the little descriptive comments you come up with every morning. Go ahead and read
Jesse,
that.
Jesse, read that. We'll get her.
Okay, Rich Thomas says periods of rain will be, comma. I can't read.
In the days ahead.
In the days ahead. Rim there we shot. Go.
Definitely clever.
The screen's kind of tilted, so I was like halfway reading across sideways.
It's okay. We'll get through all of this. Hey, we might have another mystery conundrum audio.
Is that right?
Yay.
Thing today, yes.
Your microphones are everywhere. I can you see him going around on his spare time, which is
yes.
not very often.
He's like the Google car that does the Google Maps. Yeah. He's got microphones all over that Rogue, and
you never know what you're going to hear on Old Pump Road.
He's got those 360 cameras to help him get around when he's mm-hmm. backing up and all that. And those 360 cameras are also extra news cameras.
I have no idea where the old pump that Old Pump Road is named for. where I might find that old pump. Yeah. All I know is the guy my age would never want to live on that street.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
There's a patchy fog out there this morning. Not as bad as the last couple of mornings, but it's just kind of an ugly-looking morning, but get used to it. We're going to be wet for at times for several days. Showers likely today. I just posted the radar. Nothing heavy. Not like yesterday afternoon. We had an inch and a half here in East Montgomery. Not quite as warm today with a high temperature up to about 60. We had 71 yesterday. The airport had an inch of rain, by the way. Periods of rain tonight and Saturday. Low tonight 50. High Saturday 56. We'll be in the mid-50s on Sunday. And that's Valentine's Day. Risk of scattered showers. Snuggling weather. Another storm system coming in by late Monday night, and then colder on Tuesday. And right now this morning, we have... Oh, I don't know what we have this morning. So we're pulling this up live. Live. We're doing it live.
Live broadcast, folks.
It's cloudy. Visibility is good out at the airport. And it's 51 degrees now. At 6:05.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Look at the intensity.
I love it.
Hello, sweetie. Like,
welcome to the show.
So, got any plans this weekend?
Valentine's Day is coming up.
That's this weekend?
This weekend.
Valentine's Day it is.
Oh, sweet. Valentine's Day is nice for couples.
So what do you want to do?
Well, it's Valentine's Day, so...
Candy, flowers, that's easy.
Don't take flowers and candy. Show up like a man.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Come on, it's showtime.
I'm rocking it. I'm grooving.
You're rocking it over there.
I love the intensity on this little boy's face.
I know.
With
it's
the
like,
headsets on.
Ooh, he looks like he's getting into it, man.
Look at the hair, too. The hair thing going on there.
I want to thank my friend, you know her, you've met her, Marianne Plemons, for sending that my way. That was a good day starter. Today, here's some nerd news for Jay. You can look at the money gets up here. Since Valentine's Day is a big topic today and through the weekend, there's a story out here today about how people use the various heart emojis. Mm-hmm. Normal red hearts are most likely used in a flirtatious way. Yeah, I suppose, but, you know, they're also...
If you like something warm that someone said, it could be very much not flirtatious at all.
Right. The pink heart, sounds like we're talking about a box of Lucky Charms here, with sparkles is used to show affection, appreciation, and gratitude. I don't think Chase believes that. Purple hearts are popular with fans of the Korean band BTS. And fans of the group NCT, you got any of their stuff at home?
No, but I was listening to it on the radio this morning on the way in.
They like to use the green ones. Blue heart is the most neutral. White hearts are used when talking about somebody who passed away. The broken heart emoji is used to convey sadness, discomfort, and awkwardness. I've seen that one a lot relative to posts regarding our country. Brown hearts are the used the least. No surprise. What do we associate the color brown with? It's common for people to use them when talking about issues with race or racism, it says. The five we use the most are the red, double red, purple, blue, and broken heart. This from Emojipedia.
Emojipedia.
Oh, no.
We hope you found that
fascinating.
Good.
Yes. Put that on your resume. I worked for Emojipedia.
Yes, absolutely.
Then I went to Blue Water.
And I went to Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. Great institution.
Yes.
Which we now know the song of the day.
Oh, we do?
We do. It's no longer a mystery.
Yay.
See, it's an addendum to my...
Woohoo.
What year are we going back to?
It came out around Christmas time. 1969, and here's another, and it peaked around February, but here's another clue. It's not the A-side, but it's a song you know and love, but it's the B-side. Mm.
It's not the A-side, it's the B-side.
So it's a double-sided hit. Radio discovered that the B-side was as good as the A-side.
That's an era I know so well, and I can't think. I'm going to be...
You're overthinking it, probably.
Yeah, I've been known to do that.
One more clue. San Francisco.
Oh, wow. San Francisco.
That's all right. It'll, you know what? We've whetted everybody's appetite now. People who were going to tune out.
You confuse the hell out of me. You know, people that were going to better have a reason to stay tuned. So, Monday, and by the way, it was really amazing to bike ride in warm weather yesterday.
Yes.
It's been a long time.
71,
since
yeah.
Monday, I'm going to see my coach over at Infusion, Ryan Turner.
Uh-huh.
He's the guy that gave me some advice on how to maximize the calorie burn, the muscle build, tone, whatever you want to call it, from the bike ride, and how to continually raise the bar so I'm always re-challenging myself. Now, I have had a precipitous narrowing.
Good word, see? Then I went to the Grigg School of, let's see, Dictionary School.
Yeah, women have always liked me because I have a big vocabulary.
Did you see all that precipitous yesterday?
It was heavy. I noticed all of the mud.
Anyway, you were talking about Infusion.
Yes, Infusion. Well, going to see Ryan.
I haven't seen Ryan. I've been over there to see the chiropractors, but I haven't seen Ryan in about 6 weeks, so I'm eager to see.
He keeps asking about you, and I'm giving him good progress reports.
I want him to see what his coaching is helping. Because it's, you know, the technologies, and he explains those so well, why they work so well, whether it's Juvelite therapy or the cryo chamber, right, or CryoSkin 3.0, which helps you narrow down in those areas where it's really tough to lose weight, even with 1,000 crunches or sit-ups. But he's really good at motivating you, too, and that's been a big plus for me. They just celebrated their 5-year anniversary on Monday, helping people lead better, healthier, more energetic, and happier lives. And there's something on their menu that will work for you. Look it up at infusioncryoandlaser.com or call 296-1662 a little bit later this morning and consult with them on which one of their services might work best for you. Infusioncryoandlaser.com. Please mention you heard about them here. At 6:11, your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The COVID-19 vaccination clinic in Selma ended 2 days early after they went through the 5-day supply of the Moderna vaccine in just 3 days. 5,000 people took advantage of this drive-through vaccination clinic this week in Selma. An anonymous tip to Crime Stoppers led to the arrest of a juvenile after Monday's fire inside a Montgomery Walmart on Atlanta Highway. The juvenile is being charged with first-degree arson. The store had to be evacuated as firefighters responded to the scene. And we're just over a month away from the Montgomery Half Marathon, and there will be major changes to the race this year because of COVID-19. Race officials are limiting the number of runners. There will also be a rolling start to prevent a large gathering of people. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
amazing Donna Summer. And since we're going to Valentine's weekend, I thought I would use that as a bumper tune for the moment, to actually to set up something else.
Oh?
It's a, I believe it's a lame ass story that Jesse probably has not heard.
All right.
It happened on the morning show years ago. And a better lead-in song would have been The Things We Do for Love.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a story of...
like walking in the rain and stuff.
This is desperation in action.
Okay.
Trying to impress somebody by getting baptized in her faith. And how the Lord inflicted immediate revenge on me. His wrath, if you will. So I think I haven't played this in a long time. I'm not sure how it starts out, but
part of my personal church experience had to do with who I was dating. My first wife was Catholic, so I went to church with her.
Oh, that's good.
And then Pamela, the one with the different Corvette colors.
Mm-hmm. Actually, she was a wife?
I actually got baptized in her Baptist church.
Oh, man.
That was weird, too. That was in this big pool behind the pulpit.
You've just opened Susan's eyes a little bit.
I mean, really? I'm stunned.
Well, you know, I was a mess at that time. I just did it because I thought it would...
impress her?
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
And what I remember most about that was after I had my head pushed under by the firm hand of the Baptist preacher, that my nose was stinging and I had snot, uncontrollable snot, dripping out of both nostrils in front of this packed church of button-down Baptist folk who were there in their Sunday finery.
That's horrible. That she went through the whole baptism thing just to impress some girl.
I think the Lord may have known why I was in that baptism pool.
So I'm not sure I'll admit
so
that.
The Lord said when he emerges, may snot be dripping down his face.
The Lord.
And an embarrassment to his girlfriend and the congregation.
The Lord had smite me with snot.
He shall learn his lesson henceforth.
Okay. It is written.
Then there were other issues getting out of the baptism pool.
Oh my God.
Boy.
I'm so sorry there's not video of that somewhere. What did you wear? What do you wear? I'm not a Baptist and I've never actually been through the process. I guess I just was never that interested in a Baptist guy.
I wore my powder blue platform shoes. It was right around that time.
I know. What do you know? I've never known that. What do people wear when they get baptized?
I think I had t-shirt and pants. then a robe.
They provide a robe, yeah. And I believe, you know, it's been so long since not only I've seen it, but...
Well, the other thing, you know, while my nose is stinging and the snot is running loose, I can't see. And all that clothing and that baptismal robe... soaking wet, it weighed a ton. And I'm blind, I'm reaching for the side of this thing, and there's a step inside the pool, and I kept hitting it with my right foot, and it kept slipping off. So I almost...
oh, my goodness.
I almost had an Olympian moment in front of all those people.
True story, friends.
Oh, my God, that's great.
Bottom line, did it get her back?
No.
No.
What? What? Greg will do to impress a girl.
That's a magazine column, that story, you know?
That's a book, not a magazine column.
I was about to say, that's part of your book there. That's one chapter all of its own.
Well, I have a new strategy now because I'm meeting with Brandt later today. It's time to get out of George Bailey mode where I'm worth more dead than alive.
Uh-huh.
So, but I was thinking, you know, how can I catch up to what insurance would have covered? And I'm thinking, you know, it's...
rob a bank?
Well, that's one option. They let you visit twice a month, and then you have the money. But I was thinking, it's time to just get all of this stuff assembled with the pictures. I got a lot of pictures that would go well with this and do the damn book.
Then I'd say go with it.
Try and sell a bunch of those. I mean, not because it's me. I'm not what you would call nationally famous. But the storylines that are in there, the stupid stuff that happened, the crazy things that happened just because I was in the right place at the right time, there are some stories in that that might make, I don't know, plots.
Would have been a good TV topic this morning.
Yeah. What's the weirdest thing you've done for love? That would be a good one, actually.
The rain on the radar is the same color as your what was coming out of your nose that day.
Yes, it is. There's plenty of it. And there was no stopping it, either. Have you ever had that happen where it just...
It won't.
Your sinuses go into full production.
Right, and you don't have a tissue nearby.
Yeah. I might have looked like the guy in Young Frankenstein that Gene Hackman played. You know, blind. I'm reaching around. I can't see. I've got green goo running down the front of my face, splashing around. The teacher said, no, it's over here. Exit stage left.
I was going to make espresso.
So we're in a bit of a different situation this morning because we don't have our TV time, so we're killing that in other ways. Bludgeoning it, if you will. Something I've saved all week. Something that went viral. A woman in San Antonio blew up online if she claimed that you shouldn't boil potatoes in water. You should use chicken stock instead.
What? Really?
Yeah, she said they taste better. She cuts the chicken stock with a half a cup of water to dilute it, then adds extra salt or a bouillon cube or two. So the next time you're going to make real mashed potatoes, try that. Frankly,
it sounds like it might work.
They have so improved the instant mashed potato thing.
It's hard to tell anymore.
And he really turned me on to instant mashed potato because when I was much younger, they were terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Instant mashed potatoes tasted like instant mashed potatoes.
Yeah, they tasted like TV dinner mashed potatoes or something.
Oh, that's true.
TV dinners were fun just because it was cool.
I must say the Bob Evans mashed potatoes in the fridge section.
I bought those. They have those at Food Outlet.
Yes, that's where we get ours.
Had some yesterday.
So here we go at 6:22. We're going to get our first look at the roads here and then the timeline. And we'll have a little extra time for that. For February 12th is coming up next with your host, Rich Thomas.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have light to moderate traffic conditions all over central Alabama right now. No real problems are going to slow you down. Other than a lot of rain moving into the area this morning, buckle up, drive carefully, maybe leave just a couple of minutes early. We'll keep you updated. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your home, land, or auto. MCS and Wetumpka is just a phone call away with 1 hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000 NMLS 2328-76. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jane.
Don't miss Brubaker's Valentine's Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
This is a Valentine's Day alert. Valentine's Day alert. Men, T-minus 8 hours and counting to locate a gift. Do not hesitate to shop immediately. Under no circumstances should you wait until you are forced to present a rose with a 7-Eleven price tag stuck to the stem, or you will face the wrath of an angry woman who will assume you don't think that she is important and who will not assume the position you desire tonight. Must locate gift. The survival of your relationship depends on it. Valentine's Day alert.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree-type salads. Cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are are popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
At Marguerite's, we make it, we really make it. Well, what are we doing for this Valentine's Day? Here it is, $99. Marguerite's 14-karat gold initial necklace. That's right. Marguerite's custom initial necklace is solid 14-karat yellow or white gold with your choice of letters. Only $99 at Marguerite's through this Valentine's Day. Perfect for your Valentine, your daughter, your niece, your granddaughter, your special friend. Come and see us at Marguerite's. We're located in Peppertree Shopping Center on Vaughan Road. $99 through Valentine's Day. Don't miss it. Thank you.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Real American heroes.
Real American heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Guy Who Writes the Messages on the Candy Hearts.
Mr. Guy Who Writes the Messages on the Candy Hearts.
You possess the unique skill of communicating profound messages of passion while using only two words. Love you. Be mine. Too sweet, I say too genius.
Who would have thought to put kiss me on a heart?
There's nothing as romantic as the words, you rock.
Eat your heart out, Shakespeare. Yeah.
So the next time you receive candy in the shape of a heart that says, I heart you, know that somewhere out there is a man with enormous love in his own heart and a tiny, tiny pen. He's Mr. Guy Who Writes the Messages on the Candy Hearts, a real American hero.
Mr. Guy Who Writes the Messages on the Candy Hearts.
You get the one that says my hero.
627 with the timeline for February 12th. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
It's the 43rd day of the year. There are 322 days left. Did you know today starts the year of the ox?
Really?
It's true. The year of the ox begins today. It's extraterrestrial visitor day. Take an ET to lunch. It's National Lost Penny Day. I have three or four pennies that were in the washer yesterday that are now clean.
Yay. That's,
did you ever hear that noise? Well, no, especially in the dryer.
Just not knowing that it was Ox Day make me an oxymoron.
That was good.
Yeah, more funny humor coming up.
I
get
you.
What can you do with National Plum Pudding Day?
Stick my thumb and pull out a plum.
I've never had plum pudding before.
I've never had plum pudding either. 1809, Abraham Lincoln is born in Hogginville, Kentucky. Now, 1879, the first artificial ice rink opens in New York. It was at Madison Square Garden in New York City. This is a terrible day in Montgomery's history. Montgomery's worst day ever. 76 years ago, the year is 1945. An F3 tornado devastates parts of our city. 26 dead. 300 injured, 5:18 p.m. Got up to 73 that day. From the AP news story, the Associated Press said, in Chisholm, a cotton mill community, 35 homes were demolished, many others damaged in a 20-block area. Worst hit was a crescent-shaped area in southern and western outskirts of Montgomery, where more than 50 boxcars of a freight train were ripped and tossed around like matchboxes.
Wow.
There were seven devastating tornadoes in that day, nearly four dozen killed. On this date in 1959, the Barbie doll was first sold. Costs $3. 1961, the Miracles' Shop Around became Motown's first million-selling record. Oh, boy. When these kids ever learn. 1967, 15 officers raided Keith Richards' home in England. They found more than beer. They found substances, well, heroin, hashish, pills, and Mick Jagger's girlfriend, Marianne Faithfull, with no clothes on. Will they ever learn? 53 years ago, 1968, high school dropout Jimi Hendrix returned to his hometown of Seattle for the first time in 7 years to a sold-out show. And now our song of the day. Thank you, Jay, for the mystery song is now known.
You're welcome.
It came out close to Christmas time in 1969, but peaked on the charts just about right now. This is actually the B side of the record. The A side was Thank You. But radio flipped it over and started playing this side. Great song from San Francisco, Sly and the Family Stone.
Everybody is a star. Move the rain and shake the dust away.
What's your favorite, the A side or the B side?
Well, in Chicago, where we had two radio stations.
WLS, WCFL.
Correct. Neither one of them played Everybody is a Star.
Is that right?
It was Everyday People, and that hit number one.
Mm-hmm.
I did not discover that song, and I actually like it better.
I do, too.
It's great,
too. I
think
it's a great song. 1972, Al Green's Let's Stay Together. What a smooth voice. Number one on the singles chart. He knocked out American Pie by Don McLean out of the number one spot. He stayed there for 1 week, and then Harry Nilsson's Without You took over in the number one position. Rich is now trying to turn pages here. 36 years ago, 1985, Nicholas Colestano, the coach on Cheers, died at the age of 61, replaced by a new bartender named Woody Harrelson. I can remember he died on that day because I lost my dad that night in 85.
Aww.
1993, Groundhog Day, released. Isn't that funny that they released it on the 12th of February and not on Groundhog
Day? That makes no sense, Rich.
That's stupid.
They should have released it. It's like Christmas movies should be out a couple of weeks when you're anticipating
right.
the holiday and you're yeah. filled with the Christmas spirit.
You don't release a Christmas movie on 4th of July. By the way, and in 2020, Jeep took full advantage with your nostalgia for their Super Bowl 54 commercial. I guess Groundhog Day was the theme, I guess.
Probably.
21 years ago in 2000, Peanuts creator Charles Schulz died at the age of 77. He is still on the list of the top-earning dead celebrities ever. Last year, he earned $32.5 million, more than Greg makes in 3 years. In 2008, the writer's strike ends after 100 days, Hollywood's longest work stoppage. 2010, Winter Olympics opened in... You know what...
Which year is this?
2010. Winter Olympics. North America.
North America. Calgary.
Vancouver.
I only missed by one province.
Yeah, you were in the right country. 2015, laughing star Gary Owens passed away at 80. Of course, he's most known for laughing, but he was a famous radio disc jockey right in the Los Angeles area for many years. 5 years ago in 2016, 5 years ago, Deadpool released with Ryan Reynolds. A lot of people took their kids to that movie because they thought it was a superhero movie. And there's a lot of naughty, 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 naughty language in that. He makes fun of that in Deadpool, too. Robert Griffin III is 31. He's, I guess, a Heisman Trophy winner. I didn't edit any of these birthdays. Do we care about any of these people? Joe Don Baker is 85. Cliff DeYoung is 75. Joanne Kearns, she was on one of those sitcoms. Growing Pains. She's the mom in Growing Pains. She is 68 today. Josh Brolin is 53. And Cynthia Phillips of Wilson Phillips is 53. Now, she would be who? Whose daughter?
She would be the daughter of John and... God, how could I forget her again? She was so hot. Michelle Phillips.
Michelle, yeah. Mm. We're 2 days till Valentine's Day.
Really?
And then 4 days till... Mardi Gras. Time change in 29 days, spring in 36 days, SEC football, 205 days away, and Christmas Day, 316 days. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
We have some good news on COVID.
What is it?
That's fresh information of a positive nature, but that's not important. Take a look at the numbers. I'm going to post this on Facebook in a second.
Oh, I like them going down there.
I mean, not just going down, but sharply.
Yeah, I love that.
This is very encouraging news. And then if you look at the number of confirmed cases per day, deaths per day, confirmed hospitalizations, we are, I mean, not just dropping, but plummeting.
Can we stop? Well, I'm just wondering if the mask order is going to be... What does it go till? March 7th?
Yeah, I think it's first week of March. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. On one hand, we see these numbers, and we're not the only state where this is happening. But then you get signals from the little menace. I'm Dr. Anthony Fauci. He wants us to, you know, they're starting with, let's wear two.
Two masks, yeah.
Get out of here. Nobody's going to wear two masks. No, you are promoting revolution. If you think January 6th was ugly, you know, keep up with the freedom-robbing mandates and all that stuff. But for us here, this is very, very encouraging news. On the other hand, I don't know about the distribution. I guess they ran out in Selma. That so they still having long lines trying to get into the old, is that the old new Montgomery Mall out there on Southern Boulevard?
Were you here when it was open, when it was a mall?
No, but as I came up 231 and Ben Hagler's trying to guide me into town, I saw it to my left and I thought, man, that's a beautiful mall. This is a modern city. I can't wait to shop there.
I used to live across the street from it.
I found out later that, that's... And then
modern just, gunshots.
I love that corner. I used to love that whole corner because it's a bookstore. You see Don Markwell in the bookstore. What was there?
I think it was a Barnes & Noble or something there. Yeah. I know the one you're talking about.
There was a...
Right behind the Longhorn. We just
there. Steakhouse. There was a the steakhouse. Longhorn, yeah. There was a...
Longhorn's still there.
There was a Circuit City over there.
Oh, yeah. Circuit City.
There was a Chuck E. Cheese over
now
there.
Now there's a
Chuck
discount cheese, Dracula.
Yeah. Chuck E. Yeah.
Cheese. The Chuck E. Cheese was closed by gunfire.
Used to be a movie theater over there.
And didn't...
Rich's apartment was across the street.
Is the Walmart that was there still there? Because
as far as I know, yeah.
I know they had some gunfire issues in that area as well. But, and then I remember for years, what are we going to do with them all? What'd they end up doing with it?
I thought they sold
police, it. Police department got part of it.
Yeah.
I think part of it was a learning institution of magnet school, maybe. Mm. Yeah. There's a fire station in there now. The one that used to be across the street.
Yeah.
You remember the one that was near the tech school? On the corner of Troy Highway and the Southern Bypass?
The feature, our rocket scientist, brought to you by two brilliant people, Mark and Vicky at Applied Security, who would love to help you not only save money on monthly monitoring, because you can get it for under 30, but technologies that are simple and easy to work with, but incredibly effective. I know people who have alarm systems in their home and rarely even turn them on because it's just too much. Plus... some of those indoor systems will go off when the shade moves. By that, I mean, you know, if there's a sunbeam coming in and it starts to circulate as the sun moves across the sky.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, it's stuff like that. Something that you can just get in and out of quickly, but will make your house a fortress. That's what you like, and that's what they offer for your home, business, or if you have a property you would like to see and have secured. Applied Security, 279-8338. Mark and Vicki are local. They have over four decades of experience. So you're in the best possible hands. Wonderful people to work with, too. 279-8338. They're Alabama Electronic Security Board permit numbers 276.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Just checked the radar. I'm looking at it now, and it looks like mostly light rain has now overtaken Montgomery and Pike Road, and gets a little heavier as you go southwest towards, Lowndes County and Camden and down towards Greenville. Nothing really heavy, not like yesterday afternoon where East Montgomery got 1.54 inches in that thunderstorm that moved through the area, but nothing like that. But patchy fog in some spots, showers likely today, not as warm as it has been. We will be in the upper 50s to around 60 today, probably stay just below 60 though. Periods of rain tonight and Saturday, low tonight 50, high Saturday 56. We'll be in the mid-50s on Valentine's Day Sunday with the risk of scattered showers and another storm system arrives late Monday night. It's just rain, and more rain for much of the next 7 days, but no Arctic air. That's the trade-off. Right now, cloudy and 51, 642.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota utility tractors are known for their dependability. Whether you need to plant, mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, make the hard work easy with a Kubota tractor. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
All right, coming up, not necessarily headline news, but news nonetheless, the Fox News replay. Next hour, Random Facts with Jay. That'll be followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question and a mystery audio conundrum this morning. Yeah.
Oh, excuse yourself.
There's some Lysol over there.
Okay, I wish I'd been a little bit faster. You know what? I've been rubbing my mouse over Rich's face.
Rubbing my face over what? Rich's mouth?
Oh, all right.
It is Valentine's Day weekend.
We gave away these Rich Thomas mouse pads when he first...
Wish you would have said that at first, though.
So, either the wheel on the little rodent here...
There's no wheel.
Yeah, there's not a wheel.
It's light.
A laser.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, then it needs a polishing or something because it gets sticky.
Okay.
On my face?
Can we put an order in? Let's get to traffic quickly.
Oh, wait, my mouth is sticky.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. We have light to moderate traffic all over the Montgomery area. Our most congested place right now, East South Boulevard, Troy Highway down to Baptist. No real problems to slow you down other than some rain in the area this morning. Buckle up and drive carefully. Reinhardt Toyota has the Toyota you've always wanted. Visit their location on the Eastern Boulevard or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Your new Toyota's waiting. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss Brubaker's President's Day special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. It's the defense's turn the day after impeachment managers wrapped up their presentation in former President Trump's second impeachment trial. It featured never-before-shown video of supporters rioting in the Capitol.
The president told them to be there, and so they actually believed they would face no punishment.
Colorado Democrat Diane DeGette says weeks of calls to stop the steal and fight like hell by Trump sent a clear message. California Democrat Ted Lieu says the president showed no remorse.
He does not say the one sentence that would stop future political violence.
Fox's Jared Halpern. And the Biden administration announced it plans for tens of thousands of asylum seekers waiting in Mexico to be released in the U.S. while cases proceed. America's listening to Fox News.
Have
there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
With WOW Internet, your home is more than just a home. It can be your office and also a school and a gym. And a store, a movie theater, a bar. You need speed and reliability to do it all. Sign up for Super Fast Internet 100 for a crazy low $29.99 a month and get more out of your connection. Plus, double the speed for just $5 more. Sign up today at Huawei.com.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. Offer subject to change. Contact WOW for full details.
In honor of President's Day, Dell delivers savings to help America's small businesses get more done. Office anywhere, with up to 50% off high-performance laptops, desktops, and servers with Intel Core processors and top-brand electronics. Plus, refresh now with flexible financing options. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/President's Day.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. This year's Oscars will be broadcast from multiple locations. Oh, goody, said the 10 non-Hollywood people who watched Mank. During his drunk driving arrest, Bruce Springsteen failed a field sobriety test. Police said he couldn't even count to
1, 2, 3, 4.
Apple's VR goggles will cost $3,000. Meanwhile, an 18-pack of MGD costs $12.99. But hey, you pick your way to escape life, and I'll pick mine. And IKEA released a line of gaming furniture. It's just like regular furniture, but it costs more, and it's called gaming furniture. Not really. Since it's IKEA, it's called Game and Florgenstorden. The first game you play is How to Put It Together. This is not headline news.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
It is time for the Keep It Trashy at 647 on Newstalk 93.1 FM. The number one trending hashtag on Twitter yesterday was cancel Disney Plus. Contributed mine. I still haven't closed my Twitter account yet, but I added to it. Because of the utter hypocrisy after Gina Carano was fired from the Mandalorian series. She was making comparisons, and they were historically totally 100% justifiable, seeing some of the behavior we've seen over the last year to some of the events that took place in 30s Germany.
Next thing you know, they'll be firing Baby Yoda.
Well, the thing is, somebody else on that show said something equally controversial, but they did not get fired. I hope she sues them and walks away with Mickey's ears. But anyway, it was not a good day for Disney yesterday.
I'm glad they got rid of her. She was a horrible actress.
Really?
I did not like her in the show at all.
What part was
she? She played the, see, I don't even know the name. Cara Dune was
the name. Why don't they just fire her for being a horrible actress and say
Well, that's because I have...
Then you fire somebody for cause.
I don't have any say in that. That's up
but
to
firing
Disney
somebody
to do that.
For something they said where we're supposed to have freedom of speech, I think there's a lawsuit there, and I hope she uses it.
Well, I mean, you don't have freedom of speech here. You say something on the air, you could get fired for your job.
Well, I have to stay with the FCC.
Yeah, but she didn't say it on, like, a
She said it while she was employed with them.
Yes,
employed by them, put it that way.
So, but isn't that, if a company says you have, this is our worldview of everything, and you either line up and get behind it, or...
You don't have to get behind it, you just have to say anything about it. You know, it's just like Facebook, if you... If
I don't see the difference.
I know employers, when you go to get hired, they'll check your Facebook page.
Yeah.
And if they don't like what they see, they won't hire you. Is that also discrimination?
Yes, it
technically,
is.
Yes, it is, because they're infringing upon your right.
But do you agree with it or not agree with it?
I disagree with it.
That's not...
If somebody is advocating...
I mean, I'm not trying to
devil's advocate. I like devil's advocate. Good conversation.
If somebody's doing something that's universally, socially unacceptable... Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of something, you know. Like,
I know, I can't think of any examples.
I hate that they're going back to some people's tweets from years and years and years and years ago, and something that they said back when they might have been young and stupid.
Well, and the thing is, you know, the big cry is, oh, forgive us for what we've said, but we can't. No, you say something wrong, then no, you're wrong.
His tweet was from 2018, before he was hired by Disney. Hers was just a couple of days ago. Also a few months back as well, while she was still employed with them. And I'm not saying, again, I'm glad she's gone only for the fact that I didn't like her in the role. I never enjoyed it. And there's another actress that they put in there.
To me, I think companies now are crossing a line between that's her personal Twitter account versus when she's at the company. Yeah.
But sometimes that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If you went on Facebook and said something horrible...
But that's not horrible. That's a fact. So that's where I think part of...
But if it didn't agree with your employer, do they then have the right to let you go?
If it's something terrible, like I say, that I'm going to go kill somebody, absolutely. But something that's a historical fact, no. I do not agree that they would have a right to fire me.
Relating Republicans to the Holocaust is a historical fact?
Well, no, what I mean is what she was comparing, I think she wasn't even making the statement. I watched this on Newsmax last night because I kind of wondered too, like, well, what in the world is she saying? But I don't think she was saying that specifically, like, this is how they are. I think she's just making a reference to say, folks, you may want to look at this.
Noting the parallels. That's how it came.
Right. But again, because we rely so heavily on this device to interpret what somebody means, it's cost her her job. And apparently Disney Plus stocks as well.
Yeah. So
people need to read a little bit in between the lines and actually do some research of their own before they fire the gun and say, oh, you're gone. People are so quick to judge nowadays versus get your facts together.
Her talent agency dropped her as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. The cancel culture is kind of what we're discussing here, and somebody came up with a list of people that may be uncancelable because they're too beloved. Dolly Parton, number one on the list.
Oh, probably.
Probably, yeah, that
yeah.
one's a...
In fact, something Dolly did recently, it may have been that thing where she wouldn't accept the Medal of Freedom from either Trump or Biden because she did not want to be inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's this mob. I don't know where they work or who pays them, but they got nothing to do all day but pick the next target and unleash this rage on them. Mm-hmm. Nobody could be doing this in their spare time. Nobody has that kind of time.
They're paid.
And the tweets that followed that attack on Dolly were, when you cancel Dolly, you're canceling me and everybody else in America. Leave her alone. So that does kind of point to her being at the top of this list from BuzzFeed. How about Keanu Reeves? See that beloved?
Yeah, and the sexual assault. No, wait, no. I'm thinking about Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah. No, two different people.
Yeah. No,
Betty White would probably be on that list.
What happened? She's number four.
She on that list? Okay. Yeah.
What happened to Keanu Reeves? What was the latest on that?
I don't know.
Nothing, but it says he's uncancelable. You can't find any dirt on him.
Other names? Oh, of course, Tom Hanks is on the list.
Of course.
Because he always says the right thing. Alex Trebek.
Oh, no, that's true. I mean, he's beloved.
Andy Samberg. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. Harry Styles. Was Harry Styles the guy that was in Dunkirk?
He was.
Yep.
Julie Andrews, yes, do not dare.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything there for Julie.
Anyway, there you go. It's, wow, 6:54 already. We're killing time like crazy. Bruce Springsteen's DUI arrest was further publicized yesterday and numbers released. He blew a blood alcohol level of 0.02, which is well under the legal limit, but still charged with DWI. Because if you've consumed alcohol in a closed area and you drive recklessly, they can still hold you accountable. I'm sure whatever they do for him will be a minimal penalty. Bam Margera, is he cancelable?
Who's that? I don't know what's going on there, but he's had a history of drug and alcohol problems, and people think he's probably gone on a relapse there. But
who's that?
He was in the Jackass.
Yeah, he's been kicked off Jackass 4, man. I know you were looking for that.
Wow. He's calling for a boycott of it, but we don't know the details as to why he was kicked off or what.
What are they bringing in, Dolly?
Guess what movie they're remaking? I can't believe this.
Face Off?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Face Off?
I saw that yesterday. I didn't really read into it, but I was just like, okay, you can remake Face Off. It doesn't matter. I've still got the original that I can watch if I want to. So
I saw the original movie in the theater, and it was okay.
At that time, I really enjoyed it. I've gone back and watched it since then. I'm like, boy, this doesn't hold up.
No, it doesn't. You're right.
It's really kind of bad.
And Chase agrees.
Go, Chase.
Look at these. Cameras are everywhere, folks.
I know.
When you fire.
Set, when yeah. you set fire at the Walmart.
Caught them, too, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah.
Oh, they started the Walmart fire?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Beat their asses. No, seriously.
Careful. Careful. Hey. You might be fired over there.
You can't say that stuff.
You can't say that.
You never heard that coming from my mouth.
Because when this all ends, I'm going to be a Walmart greeter, and they'll look me up and say...
By the way, on that picture, the other guy, the one that you were talking about, Pedro Pascal or whatever.
Yeah.
If they want to get rid of him, too, they can. I have no problem with that either. Not because I don't like his acting. It's just the fact that basically he was voicing the character more than he was acting the character.
Well, kind of like...
Because he always wore a helmet. You couldn't see the
like,
face.
Kind of like Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Darth Vader, you know.
All you needed was his voice. And I think, who was it? Was
not
it?
That this show is all about me, but... Our old buddy Jason.
I saw it. He kind of looked like you. Share a little bit of.
He got a lot of reaction to that.
A resemblance.
That actor Pedro Pascal looks exactly like Greg Boudel.
That's the picture of him right there.
Not everybody agreed, but it did get, did get a lot of reaction. Wacky. Anyway, that was kind of fun. True Lies, another original idea, is being turned into a TV show. An animated show based on Clue, coming to Fox.
I haven't played Clue in forever.
And the Reverend Al Sharpton is getting divorced.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that news.
No, that just...
Getting divorcee?
Yeah.
I don't know how he would read it, but yeah.
Perhaps he forgot one of the most fundamental... components in any good relationship.
Oh no.
Here it comes.
R-E-S-P-I-C-T. There just wasn't enough respect in their relationship.
Obama couldn't spell it either.
R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Again, we have how many states?
Respect.
With him, 57?
Yeah. 57.
Yeah.
No, that was Obama.
That's what I'm saying. He said Obama couldn't
Obama
spell
couldn't
it.
Obama couldn't spell respect either. Do you have that?
No, I don't.
And we have 57 states, according to him. So.
Yeah.
All right. That's our...
Cheap and Trashy.
Cheap and Trashy for the day. It's 6:58. So let's talk Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's return to the voice of...
All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Happy to talk about Millbrook Family Chiropractic. In fact, I'm going to their website right now, and you can do the same. MillbrookChiropractor.com is the web address for Dr. Jeff Pasley and Millbrook Family Chiropractic. When you go there, you will see their phone number, 285-8483. You'll also, you can also sign up for to get the forms and everything to get them to call you back and make an appointment if you would like to do that. They've added Dr. Barbara Bloomquist to the staff. She joined back in March. And they've also got Janae Moss as well, doing massage therapy services Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Now, she can schedule Tuesday and Thursdays by appointment. But the different lengths of massage...